You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Atlanta Braves with MLB.com's Braves beat reporter Mark Bowman. Mark, after that big, complicated, perplexing deal that I still haven't completely gotten my hands around, the Braves basically held steady. Did anything really tempt them? Did anything come close, or were they basically done once they made the Oliveira deal?
Well, I think, you know, once they made that Oliveira deal, that, you know, the only thing left to do is go ahead and take a look and see if you can move any of your veterans here with waiver wire deals, namely A.J. Brzezinski or possibly Johnny Gomes if somebody wants to. To add some to their clubhouse there for the stretch run, but that may happen during the latter part of the month. I think what you're seeing here on the field, you know, is basically what you're going to see the rest of the season. Maybe we'll see an appearance from Peter Moylan in September. He's a guy who's, you know, obviously been a very popular figure here in Atlanta, coming back from a second Tommy John, and he's pitched okay here lately for Gwinnett. He just hasn't pitched back-to-back days, so he's probably more of a September addition. But I think, you know, what the rest of the season is, let's take a look at what we have for the future. You know, obviously, Oliveira, they're hoping to get him in the lineup here within probably next week, 10 days. That they were hoping maybe here with the next, by the beginning of next week, they would, he would begin a rehab ascent, get him out there. Soon after that, they're hoping that Freddie Freeman's DL spin only lasts a week. All of a sudden, you've got those two cornerstones, middle lineup cornerstones, corner infielders that you're looking forward to build with. And then, obviously, all the young pitchers are going to continue to get a feel for what the rotation will look like next year.
You touched on this, but specifically with Brzezinski, do you anticipate seeing them try to move him, or is it just a case where if somebody calls and really wants him, they'll listen?
Yeah, I think that it'll be more of a need base from another team. If another team calls and says they would like the stretch run, I think I talked to AJ about this last week. I said, hey, look, you know, you're loving your time here. You know, this is, you know, it's been great for you to be near your family, that they've been able to travel up from their Orlando home. He's been able to be close to John Hart, a guy he's known since about the age of 14 or 15. They've become pretty good friends. It's been a great setup for him, and I think it will be a great place for him to be next year.
And that really leads into the main reason I was asking about Brzezinski, which is that Christian Bethencourt is hitting pretty well at AAA. I don't know what the reviews are on his defense, but and I also know that it wasn't strictly performance-based when he was sent down, but what's his situation and timetable looking like? Are we likely to see him in September? Is he? Do they hope he's the guy next year? How does he kind of fit into all this?
You know, and that's a great question because we keep asking about his defense. You do see that he's hitting about, I believe he's at 295 now. I saw the last eight games. He's starting to pick it up back up again. Offensively, yeah, he's probably doing everything he needs to do down there. It's his footwork behind the plate. It's his pitch calling and really his effort level that they've called into question. And I don't get the sense that they're real confident that, you know, we got to get him up here. He's done everything he can do down here, everything that we want him to do. But at the same time, my view of it is this. Why don't you just go ahead and bring him up and see what you have? Let him play for these last three or four, or at least, you know, bring him up in September. Let him play for those last three or four weeks on a consistent basis. Because if you truly believed that he was your catcher of the future and you were willing to cut the cord after 2 weeks this season as him being your regular guy, then, you know, I think that's a little bit short-sighted. I realize that there was some frustration late last year, but before you go into this offseason, trying to figure out whether you want to pursue Jonathan Lucroy with a trade, Matt Wieters via free agency, or whoever else, I think you owe it to yourself, you owe it to Christian Bethencourt, to let him play on a regular basis at this level to see exactly who he is, or get a better feel for who he is, let's put it that way.
This team is 3-11 in its last 14 games. They held it together for a long time, and I think we're better than a lot of people externally thought. But do you kind of see what's going on here lately as just all the sort of challenges adding up, or is that making too much of the just sometimes a club has a rough 2 weeks?
You know, as they were losing a few games there and the first few games there in Philadelphia, I went back to my original thought with the Kelly Johnson, Juan Uribe trade to the Mets. You know, hey, was it necessary? You went and you got two arms. You went and got Robert Whalen and John Gant. Two guys who have pitched fine in their first two starts within the Braves system. Gant has a big fastball. He was a mid-tier prospect there in the Mets system. Whalen is a guy with a nice curveball, may end up developing into more of a prospect as the years go on. But my thought was it really worth you almost have to hope that one of these two guys turns out to be something for you, because that's one of those trades where you make a big trade for Oliveira. He's a guy who can have an impact for many years to come. But at the same time, was this little trade needed? When you get rid of Juan Uribe and Kelly Johnson, you take a step back and it takes some of the life out of the clubhouse. Now, you know, I've got to give them credit for their big comeback win against the Giants the other night. Now, whether that's, at least they didn't die right there. Allow a game like that. You can see there is still some fight in the team, but at the same time, you take a look at the roster and you realize exactly what they're working with. And one guy in their bullpen right now was on the club on the opening roster, and that's Andrew McCurry, and he would have never been on the opening day roster if he wasn't a Rule 5 draftee. I think they've used 31 pitchers this year. 10 of those guys were not even in the club's big league camp. I mean, now you've got a starting rotation that includes three rookies. Now, obviously, Whistler has impressed. At times, Perez, I think we're starting to see that at best he's a 4 or 5. Fultonevich, the jury's still out on him. If you had to make a decision right now, I think you put him in the back end of the bullpen, and he's that guy. But they're in a position now where they can allow him to continue to go out and prove, that he can be a starter. He's going to have to. I've talked about him trying to shy away from the slider and developing a split finger fastball. Well, at the same time, you better be able to spin one of those two, whether it's the curveball, which has been inconsistent at times, and the slider's been pretty inconsistent as well. He's going to have to be able to command one of those two pitches to be successful as a starter.
And one last thing before I let you go. Freddie Freeman, who never missed any time for anything for years, comes back off the DL and is back on again in a matter of days. What exactly is his situation? How long are they looking at doing without him?
From Freeman's perspective, he's hoping to be back right when the disabled list would end right there. That would be right about either the first or second game there when they go to Tampa here. In the middle of this month. I think from a team's perspective, look, it was on them. It was their decision to bring him back 4 or 5 days earlier than they originally planned. They did it the day after the Uribe and Kelly Johnson deal. I know that played a part. They looked and said, oh, look, we're so shorthanded. Freddie's saying he's ready. Well, he played one GCL game. His legs weren't under him. His body was not ready for the daily grind. Can we prove that he would have never pulled the oblique muscle had he, gone the whole time that he was supposed to down there in Florida working out, getting his body ready for the tough schedule that laid ahead. I can't guarantee you that, but I can tell you this. Once he does pull that oblique, you have to take a step back and say, well, why did you rush him back? Yes, the wrist was fine, but he had been sidelined for 5 weeks. He had, his legs weren't ready. The rest of his body wasn't ready for everything that he was going to have to do while playing on a daily basis. So I can tell you this: they will make sure he is completely right this time. They've already sent him to Orlando, so that, you know, as soon as he's able to do some physical activity, whether that's just simply running, just to keep his legs strong, they're going to make sure that, I can tell you this, there will not be one of those where, like last time, where he calls four or five people and begs to come back and they relent and let him come back.
All right. Well, Mark Bowman, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.